Well, here we are on Channel 10. Channel 10 is called Pager Code Squelch. Covers pages 39 through 45. Now, because this is quite a complicated passage or chapter to read or go through, again, this is going to require a sighted person to work with you. And I'm going to do a lot of abbreviating here, not that I'm trying to get out of any work. I want to give you as much information as I possibly can. But this one I'm going to try to do in ad lib form rather than read word for word like we've been doing for most of the explanation here. A pager function on a handy talkie. This function uses the DTMF codes for paging and can be used as a message pager to confirm you of a caller's identification even when you leave the transceiver temporarily unattended. I'm referring now the sighted person to page 39, and just take a short look at the progress of a call on that page. Start at the top, follow the arrows down, and you'll see how a selective code is sent out and how the answer back comes back to the sender, and then how communication is handled between the two. Now, under optional equipment, that's covered in chapter 13, in this type of code programming, an optional unit, a little plug-in board, a little plug-in unit is needed. It is called a UT108. That's Uniform Tango 108, and that fits inside the handy talkie. The chart on page 40, shows how those codes are used. Continuing on page 41, the code programming is shown in a number of steps there, 1 through 9. It's rather complicated to explain in voice, so again, it would be better to have a sighted person work with you on code programming, the pager coded squelch, rather. Over on page 42, it's continued, and then the actual pager operation starts on page 43. And once again, we'd like to remind you the optional UT108 unit is required. I don't know what the cost of that would be. You'd have to check with ICOM to see what a UT108 would cost. Probably in the vicinity of $40 to $80. I'm just guessing at that. This may be something that you will never use in the operation of the handy talkie. Page 44 describes waiting for a call from a specific station. Again, I don't know how often you would use something like that. The handy talkie that I have also has that feature in it, and in 53 years of hamming, I have never used that procedure. Not saying that you won't, it may be useful to you, but it's never been used by anyone in this area that I know of. Page 45 is the code squelch operation, and also gives you some screen displays, so again, the sighted person is required at your side to help with that one. Okay, that ends chapter 10 on Pager Code Squelch. Covered those seven pages rather quickly from pages 39 through 45.